Shining Bird began as a fairly humble venture between Dane Taylor and brothers Russell and Alistair Webster way back in 2012 on the south coast of New South Wales. Since then, the now seven-piece has garnered incredible support from Aussies far and wide, with distinctive dream pop sensibilities and enthralling live performances. In just a few years, the band has produced an EP, a full-length album. They've been nominated for the Best Live Act for Radio Awards and received praise from Rolling Stone and Sydney Morning Herald alike. Well, I'm joined on the phone by keyboardist extraordinaire Russ Webster. I'm going to chat about their brand new upcoming album, Black Opal. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning. Wow, that was quite an introduction.
That's what we do here, mate. That's what we do.
That pumped me up.
Look, I always love seeing how bands talk about themselves, and I know you guys have coined the term eucalyptus dream pop to describe the Shining Bird sound. Tell me, what are you saying with that? I love it.
I guess you basically have to pick a genre at the end of the day. And I think dream, like, our sound is really varied. It's hard to, and it's bad for trying to sell the sound as well. But when we, I guess that's the one thread that pulls it all together is that it's, like you said, the dream pop sensibility. I think it's to do with texture and space and sound. I mean, sound is like a really important aspect of every song. They're all sound environments. And I think there's a conscious effort to make them Australian sound environments, always.
Now, that's an interesting one. And obviously, that's what the eucalyptus refers to. How do you feel that you're getting that Aussie sound in there?
It's a good question. I think, really, sometimes it's conscious. Sometimes it's, and usually when it is conscious, we end up, like, if I put, when I'm doing production stuff, and if I try consciously to make it sound Australian, it usually ends up a bit naff, and I just remove that. But it usually just happens naturally, which is it's an interesting thing. Just happens naturally. Usually it depends on, like, for this album, we spent a lot of time in the Blue Mountains, and I don't know if it's just that the sounds remind me. I think just being, whenever we're recording, I generally spend a lot of time out in those spaces, just getting a breath of fresh air and kind of like trying to reset before I get back into the mixing. And I think it just has that effect after a while.
Making that kind of trip from South Coast up to Blue Mountains, you know, I mean, do you think that change of perspective really helped with Black Opal?
Yeah, I think it did. You know, just a practical kind of, for one, it was just a practical thing of as soon as you're out of the context of your problems, even if they're just little annoying little problems that get in the way, or just, I mean, it's definitely they're good problems to have, but just being out of the context of your life, you can kind of put it aside and something else starts to happen.
You mentioned before that you feel that your music has always been really varied. I mean, do you think people who have loved the past album and EP, they're not going to be shocked by Black Opal sound, are they? It'll still be you guys?
Yeah, I think it definitely is. I think it's the approach is still the same. Yeah, I just think, we like to don't usually stick to one particular song style, I guess.
Now, you're going to be playing some brand new material this weekend at the Yours and Owls Festival down in my old stomping ground, Wollongong. What's Yours and Owls? Tell me about the festival. That's amazing.
It started as Yours and Owls was originally a cafe in Wollongong. And the guys that run it, three guys that I've been friends with since childhood kind of thing. It's a big story, actually. Probably too long for a quick summary, but it's just like it's a festival that they've built over the last 5 years or so. Now it just keeps getting bigger every year, and this year it's huge. It's all of a sudden it's huge, and some of the things that they've managed to incorporate into the festival are amazing.
Look, the gong,
the installations, and they've got a virtual reality app.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all very exciting.
Yeah, look, the Gong always had a really good music scene, but it was quite often on a smaller scale rather than some big festivals.
Yeah.
That sounds really good. Look, yeah, Black Opal's out next month. I imagine you guys will be on the road soon afterwards, showing it off to everyone.
That's correct, yep.
Well, good luck to it, Russ. It was really good to talk to you. Can't wait to hear the new sound. Good luck with the festival.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. I'm going to end out with one of your tracks now. I'm going to play a hell of a lot from you guys. Go and enjoy yourself for the rest of the day today, mate.
Will do.
Thank you very much.